Welcome to Season 10, Episode 15 of Swimming with the Fish. It is a beautiful April evening. We're about ready to have yet another frostbite in a wonderful state of Maryland, because why not? It's the middle of, late April. We enjoyed some 80-degree weather. Now we're going to have frostbite. Goon, do you have any plants that are still alive around your house? Because most of mine are dying.
I have the two that are in pots that we keep out at the front porch that we bring in whenever it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
Those are okay.
They're just living inside.
Yeah.
Chief, are you guys getting this too? This up and down all the time?
By down, we go down to like 55.
Oh, that's not bad. That's like, yeah. We should, why aren't we in Texas again, Goon?
We're stupid.
Well, you, however, are at least less miserable than you were.
And yes, and you've been sending me musical tributes to how I've left you alone.
You've
and
abandoned
desolate.
Me. Yes, Eric Carmen, all by myself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Goon and I, up until today, worked together in the same corporate network. But the Goon has got a brand new job. Goon has got a new job. And Goon's new job is not a rum dancer. Goon's new job has him working in an entirely different universe, as it were. And our communications are now a little more limited. We're back to only communicating across the internet, which actually is great, because now all three of us, the chief and the Goon and myself, can chat. But I'm bereft of people. I'm the last one. First was the chief, and then we used to have a group chat at work. And first the chief left, then Mr. Browning. And once Mr. Browning left, the Goon and I abandoned the group chat, since two people talking to each other is not really a group.
Well, and they kind of made us. They kind of destroyed all the groups.
Yeah, they said groups are not allowed. Okay, fine. And now I don't even have that option. Like, so I just plug away at my job. And,
I try to feel bad about it, but this new job really looks pretty good. So
this is day one, right?
And this was day one onboarding. Yes.
A quick question. The company you work for, how many people work at that company? Don't say about half of them. How many people are employed?
I know how many people are on the project. I don't know how many people in the prime company. Or do you mean my company?
Your company, sir.
Seven.
And how many of them will you be working with on a day-to-day basis?
Five.
Yeah, that's not bad. My company has 24. I sometimes see one of them. I'm like a French Foreign Legion.
I haven't worked with these guys in over a decade, probably a little longer than that. So it was like old home week. I saw the owner of our company all day. I sit within 10 feet of him.
That's cool.
I saw Lenny.
Lenny! Please tell Lenny I said hi.
I will. We laughed. We cried. We hugged. People looked at us.
Lenny and Goon are an odd pair, because you're a Red Sox fan and he's a Yankees fan.
He's a Yankee fan.
Oh, and yet you talk to him.
And Friday is wear your favorite baseball team's shirt to work day.
Uh-oh.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be hated by everybody. No. The two of you.
We're okay with that. We believe the way Major League Baseball fixes its ratings is to put the Sox and the Yankees in different divisions so that they can play each other in a World Series every year, and it will be the biggest ratings games ever for them.
You know, you're probably not far off.
Yeah, because everybody in New York and Boston will watch, and people other places too, but I mean, it's a big market.
So very true.
Or said better, that's a big market.
So do you guys have any, like, you know, perks? I mean, you get to work with all of your your company coworkers. So that's kind of cool.
Well,
how much does coffee cost?
Oh, coffee. Let's see. That costs nothing. It's complimentary.
You get free coffee.
Free coffee, and I counted at least 8 different varieties. It's you know those machines before K-Cups. There were machines that we had that used the little pouches of coffee.
Yes, they use those over at the 3 named building where I'm not allowed to work.
This is that's what they have.
Oh, okay.
And then they told me that we can't make popcorn in the microwaves. That is strictly forbidden.
Wow. Why don't they like popcorn?
Well, it isn't that they don't like popcorn. It's that so many people burned the popcorn, filled the offices full of smoke, and the fire department came so many times that they went, y'all can't do this anymore because you can't figure out how not to burn it.
I don't blame them then.
I don't either, but they said, you know, we want you to be happy. Because happy people work harder. The managers, they don't know the managers I used to have.
I don't know the managers you have now.
Well, I saw my old prime contractor manager on my last project went over to this new project.
Mm.
And I saw her today and asked her, what do you think the problem was while I was working? And she goes, the managers are idiots. That isn't exactly what she said. What she said made me laugh quite a bit more.
I'm guessing we toned it down to keep this a G-rated show.
Yeah, family show, you know. Yeah. Like to keep that family rating.
So they want you to have popcorn.
They do. They want us to have popcorn. So what they installed in the break room was a gigantic, like you see at the movies, popcorn popper. And they pop it. And you can go and get it. And that costs the same as the coffee.
The popcorn's free.
Yeah.
I would have loved it. But...
I think he's passed out, Chief.
Right? I'm just thinking, well, what could make this better?
Okay. I know something that could make it better.
Oh, what?
Let's say that you're at work and... you need a little emotional boost. You're feeling lost and alone.
Well, I could go out to the car where my bourbon is.
Yeah, you could. You could. The security people don't really appreciate that solution.
I have yet to hit any security people.
Okay, well, how about as a better solution?
Uh-huh.
How about puppies?
I can't keep puppies in my car. They'll die with the windows up. Haven't you seen the commercials? No.
The deputy program manager works with a dog rescue group and has gotten permission in the same break room where the popcorn machine is to bring in puppies that are looking for to be adopted. This week's contestants
mm-hmm.
are 4 8-week-old Rottweiler puppies that are flat out adorable.
Now.
And Rotties are great dogs. They're great dogs.
They are. See, here's the problem, right? I would be basically bringing home a dog every week.
Well, I kind of, you know, I'm looking at the dogs and I put my hand down and they all come running over, sniffing, going, hey, this guy knows dogs. Look, we smell a lot of them.
It's 2027 and Crutch has 52 dogs.
Well, now, come on, you gotta get more than 12 at one time to beat my record.
Well, that is true. That is true. I don't want to beat that record ever. Thank you.
Chief's not having such a good time with one right now, so.
How are things in the land of Pug?
They're not good. They're not, no. This, so, the dog is 15 years old. It's got arthritis.
He's 15?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One boy's ancient. But he's, you know, I was sold on the fact he will just lay there and he only gets up and moves around when he has to go to the bathroom or eat. I was like, I can deal with that. So that is That was the sales pitch. What happens when he gets here? He runs after the cat. So the cat's no longer in the house. He has disappeared some chickens. So there was a...
disappeared is a verb now, huh?
You know.
Hey, oh, we didn't, nobody saw nothing, Crutch.
So, you know, the wife initially was like, we're going to have dog kebab. And it's an animal just running on animal instincts.
Right.
We can't blame him. And then he started chasing the bigger chickens, but the roosters will have none of that nonsense.
I was about to say, he's...
You have a 15-year-old dog that caught a chicken. Somehow that's a little impressive.
Okay,
chickens are stupid.
And they were in an enclosed space where they could not run. So,
okay.
I mean, it's not that impressive.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, either way, he snores. He walks over and farts and then stares at you. But what I say... That was the worst. The worst because he just went... Because I already don't like the way that the pug stares at you and he just looked like he's already dead. And you know, the wife kept saying he's crying. And I was like, no, that's his face.
That's just how it works.
They were bred to be lap dogs. And
my golden snake, they were bred to be lap dogs.
Well, yeah, I mean, if your lap is like, you know, the Lincoln Memorial.
I feel like I'm George Jetson. No, Astro. No. Or was it Dino?
No, James, stop this crazy thing. Astro was supposed to go out for a walk at the end. We're geezing now. Yeah, it was a saber-toothed cat for Fred Flintstone. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Well, so that's what you put out, and then the cat put him out, and he was banging on the door. You're going, well, but Dino was that Barney?
No, Dino was the Flintstones' pet dinosaur.
They had their dog basically. They had a dog and a saber-toothed cat, which probably drove the archaeologists absolutely nuts because you know two different eras and you know. I'm just saying.
There's always people that will complain about anything. But I have something not to complain about. Most impressive thing I saw at work today?
What did you saw something impressive at work? Wait, other than coffee, popcorn, and puppies?
And puppies, yeah. First of all, they have a very organized onboarding process.
Okay.
There were three of us in the newbie class today. And it took, you know, most of the morning, hey, welcome, here's all the stuff you need to know. And you guys know, when you start a new project, there's all kinds of new agreements you have to sign.
Certainly.
You have the agreements involving exporting stuff to other nations and various clearances that you have to add and subtract and the stuff you have to do for that. Maybe some initial training. And they had all of that prepared in this briefing. And then we got a personal tour of the building.
Nice.
And then they said, so we're going to give you some tasks to do that you have to complete within the next three business days. We are a shop committed to Agile. Now, I haven't been there long enough to know whether they're just faking it like everybody else. Or if they're really doing it. But I will say that the way you get these onboarding tasks is in a story with five subtasks.
So they Agile programmed your onboarding?
Yeah. Very first day.
Well, that's called eating your own dog food for sure.
Well, you know, it is. And it means that you have to get into the Agile system, which is part of what my job is going to be, supporting that.
Excellent.
And helping them automate various tasks like this. It turns out after we got all the way through it, I was informed that my company is the one that wrote it all. And I went, guys, seriously, this is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
because everybody that comes in, be they a janitor or a developer, is going to get an Agile ticket and figure out how to use it. That's going to be the very first thing they do. I don't see how that can be bad. I was very impressed. I'm still very impressed. I told my boss I was kind of going on and on about it, and he goes, I'm actually the one that did it. Ooh. And I'm like, no kidding, dude. I'm not just sucking up to you. This is a great idea.
This was amazing, boss.
You know, I wouldn't say that. He goes, yeah, we've known each other long enough. I recognize that. Nice. If I thought it sucked, I would mock you relentlessly.
Well, now. And when's your next review? No,
we kind of don't have reviews. We just go to lunch once in a while. And sometimes they bring money.
I like that.
Sometimes?
Just sometimes?
You don't get a raise every time.
Oh, you get raises. Well, that's neat.
Well, I mean, more money. It doesn't matter whether it's called a raise or a promotion. We don't really have titles. I think I'm a senior software engineer on this particular program.
Yep, that sounds about right. I've maxed out everything. So for me, the bumps come when we get a contract that has a favorable hourly rate, which Andrew works for me, and my company is really good at finding good things for me to do. So
I just thought of something, gentlemen. What was your most pompous title that you've ever had in your career with the government?
Let's see. I was chief technical officer for a company.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was configuration management center of excellence leader.
Wow.
But that's not the best one. The best one came from NASA.
Well, okay. So these are people who can't even say things are good. They just say things are nominal.
Yeah. Nominal. So, right. Yeah. Right.
So.
Principal multidiscipline engineer.
You were a PMDE?
Yeah. Kind of makes you want to treat me with more respect, doesn't it?
No.
I didn't think so. And you, Chief?
I mean, you mentioned this, but I have been more concerned with the Buzz Aldrin tapes. Have you seen him going around on Jerry's podcast and whatnot, and what he's doing?
I understand he has some strong opinions.
Not strong opinions.
Hmm.
He is saying, as a matter of fact.
Specifically, you got. I know you have a link.
I have multiple links. The most gaudy to answer this question, just because I don't want to be rude. Mm-hmm. I was senior software and system engineer in charge of, what was it called? Red Team Operation 4 and then program name.
Well, now.
Winner, winner.
Yeah. Does that even fit on a card?
No,
two cards.
It was the very last thing that I had, and they had to, I was originally a system administrator level 2, but I said, number one, I'm doing everyone's job, and number two, I work hand in hand with the captain. So, he gives a directive to those in blue. They say, hey, we need this done. It was so bad. They would have to log into virtual machines in order to do X, Y, and Z job. I said, this is retarded. You can't say that. And I was like, well, cat's already out of the bag. I've already said it, can't take it back.
Right, and those are back in the day when you could use that word.
Yeah, and I said, let me automate this. Mm-hmm. I've made it so that three people's jobs weren't needed anymore. And then they let those people go.
I was going to say, they must have been thrilled.
Well, they they were bad at their job, which is why they didn't know how to automate it in the first place.
Right.
And so, but once I did that, they were like, okay, we need you to make you in charge of all of this. And as soon as I did that, everyone started, I don't know exactly, because when you were dealing with that stuff, a person with my color badge was not allowed to ever fingers on keyboard for, you know, offensive fun stuff. But I got to set up all the environments for those people. So as soon as I left, the captain retired. And then he reached out to me. And because I was like, hey, man, how are things going since I left? And he said, oh, I left. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I wasn't dealing with that. Because those people are itchy. I was like, but that was your team. And much like Michael Jordan said when he left, that, golly, you know, that's a, there's a, I don't know if you guys know the story of Michael Jordan giving away shoes. If ST missed a shot, then he would give the new Air Jordans to certain kids in need.
Oh, wow, cool.
Did you know about this?
No. How many shoes did he give away? I don't know if he's a good golfer or not.
So not only did he give away zero because he made all the shots, when they asked him, why didn't you do anything, he leaned over and touched him and said, F them K, and walked off. So that has stayed with me.
Wow. Man has priorities.
Man's got to know his limitations, right?
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite line.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. So, we had another topic for tonight. I mean, I'm loving all the dog stories and job stories, and I wish I had a job with a dog. That would be nice. Maybe I have a dog walker.
Why don't you come?
That's what I want to do. I'm going
to
be.
Why don't you come over and visit me? It's in an unclassified space. I can take you to the puppy room.
Because I'll never leave.
You give you a little popcorn. Get you a nice.
Say, all I want is a popcorn and a glass of water and a
puppy. Get you a nice cup of coffee, and you can sit right there in the puppy cage.
People are going to wonder, why does Crutch leave his office every day around noon? Comes back too, and he's always smiling. The puppies! Oh my gosh, that'd be funny. And I bring one home, then it won't be so funny anymore.
Well, I can arrange that for you too. So can my new friend at the... I met a lot of new friends today. I know you guys are shocked, deeply shocked.
I'm waiting to hear how many weddings you've been invited to.
Three.
Yeah.
It was a Monday. Not everybody's in.
Why not?
Yeah. It wasn't quite like they had a marching band out front that said "Welcome Goon" on the big drum or anything. Although that would have been funny. The
string quartet was enough, wasn't it?
I thought it was very tasteful, yes.
Very tasteful. Yeah, but it's hard to play Highway to Hell on string quartet. But,
you know. No, that was the last job.
That's right.
I mean, look, they're busy doing important work, and it's chaotic a lot of the time.
Are you talking about your old job or your new one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But... if they try and make you feel at home and give you a nice working environment, I like that. I mean, I only got up twice to go see the puppies. Once when they told me, hey, the puppies are here today. And a second time about mid-afternoon when I got up to get my coffee, I went, oh, I could, they named the break rooms, after tropical places.
Okay.
Turks and Caicos is one. Margaritaville is another one. That's where the puppies are.
Of course. Nibbling on sponge cake.
Watching the sun bake, yeah.
All the tourists covered with oil.
I didn't see any of the tourists.
Okay. We've lost the chief again.
You know what, though? The parking lot's half empty, so you can always find a parking space.
Plenty, be positive. The parking lot's half full.
Okay, the parking lot's half full. You can always find a space.
There you go.
You feel better now?
Stop being so negative.
I had a good time. What can I tell you?
It sounds like you're really excited to go back to work tomorrow.
I am. I'm
very happy for you. All kidding aside, I know that this last position was trying. Let's just leave it at trying.
Yeah.
Like it was trying to kill you.
No, it was work I really wanted to do and work that, frankly, I'm good at.
Yeah. But it's hard to work at work you're good at and the work you needs to be done in an environment where they are really upfront about not liking you because of how you get your paycheck.
Well, that and they didn't even seem to want the work to be done. It seemed like they were consciously trying to drive people away. Because I found out about how many people are actually on the verge of leaving.
Hmm.
And when you make people that unhappy, Chief, what do you think? You think that the people you'd like to lose are the ones who go away?
In a perfect world, but this world has fallen, so obviously.
Yeah.
You know the answer to that.
Yeah, right. They're losing all the good people.
Right.
And the good people tell other good people, do what you want, man, but don't go there.
Right.
And they're doing, Crutch knows the work. It's important work. And I don't understand what the goal is unless it's just, they're driving their own folks out too. It's not just the contractors.
That's crazy.
It is. I don't. That level of illogic, I couldn't take it anymore. I don't know what the rules are. So let's talk about our other topic that you had that was sent to us by the unpaid intern.
The unpaid intern. Yes.
He lives in a converted cleaning closet here at Stately Goon Manor. I graciously gave him a room. It smells.
Is that under the staircase?
Under the staircase, and it smells like cleaning products.
Does he have a scar on his forehead? I'm just asking some questions.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, he doesn't he doesn't mind.
No.
That's sketchy.
He doesn't mind because he's an unpaid intern. He's happy to have any work, and you know
he's
he gave
unpaid.
Us.
Did that really work?
Well, he's doing what I tell him.
That's work.
You know, so when he sent us this topic, I liked it. And I gave him, I found some stale crusts of bread. Gave him a little treat.
So you're re-embracing slavery?
I'd like to think of it more of the indentured servitude.
It's more of an internship, really.
Same thing.
Eternal servitude.
you know he does seem to like it since all these descriptions were actually written by him. Here's what you can say about me, he said. Oh, look, Showcat came in.
Hello, Showcat.
Showcat. How does he know
Showcat? Showcat had a bad day today. She had to go to the vet. Mom had to take her. It was time for her annual checkup, and she is displeased.
She's just displeased because she doesn't like vets, or is it? But did something happen?
They took a blood sample, and she got a shot, and she's like,
"She needs all that.
I don't need any of this. I am fine." And she's been hiding from me. She just came in, rubbed my feet, and went away.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't blame you.
No, she doesn't. She does blame Hurricane, though.
You could have stood up for me, but I don't blame you, Dad.
And she looked at me. She goes, you do smell like puppies, though. You're not bringing any more of them home, are you?
We're going to nip that in the bud.
That's like, no, sweetie. I didn't know we were getting 12, so.
Better than betrayal. The betrayal that Naomi, the cat, on our end, stares at us going like, every time she sees the pug, she's like, I thought I knew you. Since then, they've boxed off.
It's only temporary, Naomi. Only temporary.
Yeah, she... I tried saying that. She said meow and then walked away. So, and it's also funny because he snores so loud. I'll open the door, she'll poke her head in, hear the snoring, and then look at me and then turn around.
You let this happen.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. I have no aminals.
Yeah. So, the topic.
Ah, yes. So, apparently... 18 states and the District of Columbia have passed legislation that essentially says, irrespective of how the state votes, that the electoral votes for that state will go to whichever presidential candidate wins the popular vote. I find this humorous because you know who won the popular vote in the last election. Can you imagine the Sergeant of Arms of Maryland having to hand over all 10 electoral votes to the Republican candidate who won the popular vote last time?
Don't think things through.
No, they think that, well, they think if they do it this way, they can, all they need is just one solid election. You know, the lizard guy, right? Carville, he's out there going, all we need to do is, you know, get on the ball and add 4 justices to the Supreme Court and win the Senate, and we'll never lose another election.
Is he right. dead yet?
I'm pretty sure he was never alive.
That he exemplifies the movie They Live. When you look at him and you look at the alien.
I don't even need the glasses.
And you don't see the difference.
Yeah.
That is when you know.
Yep. And they're doing that to save democracy, which I thought was hilarious.
It's for the children.
It's from the children, yeah. So there's actually this thing called the National Popular Vote. And I will include the link because I believe that people should make decisions for themselves.
But crutch. One person, one vote, right? One person, one vote. One person, one vote. Don't make my vote go away.
Well,
that's what my Trump derangement syndrome cousin in Vermont says to me all the time, and I kindly point out to her, she's a sweet woman, and I love her,
right?
But she is so wrong about this, and even after I explain it to her, she goes and reads all this crap that's out there about popular vote and slips back, and I have to do it all again.
Well, okay, so the next time you have a conversation with her, okay, might I suggest that you bring up the following information? Let me see if I can find it really quick, because I was just reading it before the show started. As you might have known, there's a special election going on in Virginia, and they are voting to redistrict the state, to take a state which has 11 electoral votes, because 11 districts, right? So right now it is 6 Democrat, 5 Republican, or 6 Republican and 5 Democrat, one of those, and turned it into 10 Democrat, 1 Republican. And, you know, it's, and what I find hilarious is that, yeah, here it is. I knew I'd find it. Okay. So as it turns out, yeah, the districts are so bad that it's, you know, people, they won't even put the districts anywhere that people will see them before they vote. And, you know, it's funny. They're saying, well, we're doing all this because Texas does gerrymandering. Here's some fun facts. The state of Massachusetts is 36% Republican. It has 0 Republican seats. Connecticut, 42%. Maine, 46%. New Mexico, 46%. New Hampshire is 48% Republican. Rhode Island's 42, Vermont's 32, Hawaii is 38, Delaware's 42, no Republican seats in Congress in any of those states. Not a one. But when the Republicans do some you know, shenanigans, machinations, whatever you want to call it, all of a sudden it's a horrible thing. But here I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 states that have zero goose egg. Maryland is trying their darndest to be number 10. So,
you know. Well, they're not only that, I mean, truly, if you live in a little state like Vermont and you get rid of the Electoral College,
mm-hmm.
your days of counting to any politician are over.
Oh, yeah. If we go to popular vote, okay, great example. That's an absolutely great example, Goon. In the state of Maryland, there are 3 jurisdictions that if you win those 3, you're pretty much guaranteed to win the state. Okay?
That's right.
Montgomery County, PG County, and Baltimore City.
Yes.
I don't live in any of those. Basically, I wouldn't matter. The Eastern Shore folks wouldn't matter. The Western Maryland folks don't matter. And you'll never see a statewide politician even go to those places because, again, they don't matter.
Right.
So, yeah, your friends in Rhode Island would absolutely never see a politician there.
Vermont.
Vermont, Rhode Island, same thing.
To be fair.
Huh.
Your vote doesn't matter now. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. But we have recently had, you know, Republican statewide, you know.
People. At least with the Electoral College, you can contribute in a smaller state.
Right.
It's not nothing. It's just small, given your small population.
Right.
Well, there's what? It's going to be like 3 spots. New York, Texas, California.
Pretty much.
I think you're wrong. I think it's going to be New York, Chicago, L.A. That's it.
Well,
yeah, because they can't vote in San Francisco. They got to get rid of the poop smears.
It gets on the ballot.
It's on the ballot. Well, if you run out of toilet paper, you're using ballots. I'm just saying.
That's all they'll be good for.
No one would know the difference. That's what I'm waiting for. You can now get Jingle Robots for $5,000. It's not Univision, it's Uni something, and I'm so torn.
Do you want a robot? I can get you a robot for your birthday.
I do want a robot. I've been programming with AI. If I give the AI a body, it's promised to do wonderful things. Mm-hmm. I worry about that. The charging port, so all the movies that we see, the charging is actually more advanced in real life than it is in the movies. Hmm. They use the same charging methods as iPhones.
Nice.
You know, the
USB-C? Or the clip. The magnetic thing, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, that Chinese robot did a half marathon today.
He broke all human records.
Yes, he did. And people were saying, what's next? I said, somebody's going to hand him an M1.
If you saw, which the Ukrainian battlefront
mm-hmm.
is now all mechanized.
I know about the drones. They got robots now?
No, they have 2,500 humanoid troops on the front line. They have been taking over Russian strongholds because there's no fear of losing people. They produce a new robot every 30 minutes.
Nice. Who's building the robot?
Is it?
Ukraine?
Who's building them?
Yeah.
A company in California that is owned by a Marine.
Well,
but Phantom MK1. So here we go.
Where's Skynet?
With the dogs, they have the mule as a backup. The mule also has the auto cannon capability. They also have
the metal legal 50 cal.
They don't need it because that's too big. It they're not doing anti-material. Mm-hmm. That's what the humanoids have, And they had the cheap $10,000 drones that can take out other drones, take out tanks. All the things that China thought were going to make them superior in the upcoming war, you know, thanks to old Putin, have now been invalidated. The only thing that they still have is the hypersonic missile, because, you know, sometimes you need the boomage big enough and take out the command structure.
Right.
And that nobody had an answer for yet. Yet. Yeah. That I know, at least. They probably do have an answer, and I just wasn't told because I'm not special anymore.
You're special to us, Chief.
You'll always be special to us. Yeah. Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, we started with puppies. We ended up with robot dogs. It's been a dog day. What can I say? Ba-dum-bum. There you go. Thank you once again for joining us in our little road down to self-therapy. We'll be back next week with another exercise in futility. And we thank you once again for joining us. Before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goon's Workplace Improvement Center. Projects suck? Managers from Utah? Goon can improve your office life significantly with applications of popcorn, puppies, coffee, and much, much more. How about pictures of actual managers or life-enhancing work rather than the drudgery that you've been doing so far? Wouldn't you be happier and more fulfilled? Of course you would. Just send Goon some money today and transform your office tomorrow. And Chief's Dog Hostel. Or was that Chief's hostile dog? Any dog, any temperament. Golden retrievers preferred. Pugs, not so much. Best care anywhere as long as they stay away from the chickens. And Crutch sings the blues. Hear Crutch sing about being the last man on the network. Hear All By Myself, The Sound of Silence, and Boulevard of Broken Dreams because he misses his pals during the day. Please contribute to our GoFundMe page to cheer him up a little. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.